New at the movies this weekend, Wrath of Man, starring Jason Statham and directed by Guy Ritchie. Those two have worked together before, of course. Statham plays a cold and mysterious character working at a cash truck company responsible for moving hundreds of millions of dollars around Los Angeles each week.
Do you have any idea how dangerous this job can be?
We ain't the predators. We're the prey.
Film critic Christian Toto tells us whenever Statham and Ritchie are involved, the fists are flying, although not right away.
It starts in a very un-Jason Statham-like way. He's joining a security team, and he doesn't seem to be really fitting in. He seems kind of laid back, a little bit quiet, shy at times. But of course, there's a big secret within this movie, and once you learn that secret, it definitely starts to resemble more of a typical Jason Statham action movie. And I have to say that one of the things I liked about the film is it felt like it was zigging when I expected it to zag. And I thought, wow, you know, maybe Guy Ritchie has something new to share about action movies, about Jason Statham, because, you know, he's a good actor. And I just think he's often used for his muscle and his brawn, and he's very good at that. But I'm kind of waiting for a richer role for him. And I don't think this is quite it. It really does eventually kind of fall back into the action movie template. And that's not necessarily a terrible thing. This is never dull. But I think the movie's attempts to be fresh and original start with some promise and then really kind of collapse upon itself. And you're left with a lot of action, a lot of mayhem. And it's a little bit too long, too. I think a movie like this, much like the heist that's at the heart of the movie, it's got to be kind of an in and out. You know, got to kind of get in there, get the job done, and move away. But this one's nearly 2 hours long. And I really felt it could have been much shorter to be more effective. So it's watchable. If you like Jason Statham, you'll enjoy it. But I feel like with these two personalities together, it should have been better than something like Wrath of Man.
Now, by 2022, we would expect, although you never know, but you would expect movie theaters to be packed, bars and restaurants to be packed, for us to very much have coronavirus under control. And yet we see news today that Paramount Plus, the streaming service, is going to debut one original movie a week starting next year.
Yeah, I feel like this is an ongoing conversation we're having where 1 week there's something positive to share about the theatrical model, and the next week you get stuff like this. You know, this is on top of Netflix saying a few weeks ago, here's our summer 2021 schedule, and it's jam-packed with big, bold originals. Now, Paramount Plus is getting into the game. Clearly, the people behind the scenes in Hollywood sense that streaming is the future, not just for occasional home viewing, but really where theaters and movie watching is evolving. So it just feels like another body blow to the theatrical experience. Maybe theaters continue, maybe they kind of change and they're more of an event kind of situation. But if you've got all these mainstream platforms putting out very prominent movies, new films, big name stars, there's going to be less reason to go to the theater, hire that sitter, pay big bucks with the popcorn. So it's just interesting how things are evolving, where we think things are going to get closer to normal, but maybe Hollywood really wants a new normal.
Christian Toto of HollywoodandToto.com on Skype. He mildly recommends Wrath of Man, starring Jason Statham and directed by Guy Ritchie, new at the movies this weekend.